So we start with hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. So excited that you're all here with me. When we gather, there's something so amazing that happens. It's kismet is the word they're using. And so it makes it very interesting because it's about all of us joining together, combining our energy in the multidimensional realms. And as we bring it together, we are weaving and creating a new platform of frequency from which we all rise and begin to feel that frequency flow through us like music. And in that flow, we identify that new frequency, and then we're able to more easily replicate it in our everyday life because we have created this unity bubble, I hear, where our energy remains at that frequency. Our job as human beings is to be able to connect with this frequency with our intention, but we have to know what it feels like. So when we come together in this format, we unite our energy and our light, creating a higher vibrational frequency than we could create on our own power, in our own ability, in our own connection, until we reach that on our own and are able to replicate it. And then what happens is when we come back together again, we continually raise that frequency. And that's the beauty of this work that we're going to do together, is create and continually create this platform of higher vibrational frequency and continually raise it and raise it so that we all can become the creator beings using light to create, to shift ourselves into the higher vibrational frequencies needed for ascension of each and every one of us, as well as our planet. So it's a very exciting opportunity for us all to just open our hearts. So I'm going to start by just asking you to go ahead and close your eyes and just take three deep breaths. First breath, giving your permission to receive the frequencies, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding that is available for you. Even if words come through that may or may not resonate, understand that energy has its own consciousness and is assisting you exactly as you need in order to raise your own foundational frequency. Today, the golden beings of light are here to surround you in a Merkaba of golden light. And in this Merkaba of golden light, you are being filled, every cell of your physical being, with beautiful healing energy and the frequencies that are missing, misplaced, or distorted within your cellular structure and DNA. Remember that this is a physical process as well as a multidimensional body process. You are a magnificent being of light, accepting yourself as human, knowing that you are in this incarnation for your own magnificent role that you play at this time, now, and in the future, as you are unraveling all that is meant to take place, helping each one to create their own higher vibrational Merkaba of light so that they too can join you in the higher dimensional frequencies. Through this combined and conjoined effort, each one of us join our energy, our light, and open our hearts and expand them to even greater depths, levels, and heights than ever before. Take that next deep breath. It is in this breath that we clear out all thoughts, feelings, doubts, worry, stress, and anxiety that keeps us in fear. Fear of stepping into our greater role. Fear of being who we really are. Fear of accepting ourselves as human, as male, as female, as the incarnation we came here to play, knowing that is not the limit of who you are. It is an expression of who you are and being connected to your soul allows you to bring yourself into oneness, which is our trajectory today. Each one of you has come forward. I see you standing, just about to step onto a dais. And on this dais, each one of you is being provided with two choices. There's a left choice and a right choice. It makes me giggle. It reminds me of the movie, The Matrix, where you're given the choice of a blue pill and a red pill. However, what they're showing me is not pills. It is showing me one kingdom or another kingdom. And each one of you, as you stand on this dais, have the opportunity to make the choice one, not two. That's so funny. What they're showing me is that we have the opportunity to merge both kingdoms. As in, you have the ability to have it all, no longer living separately, no longer living other lives in other dimensions. Many have come wanting to feel self-assured, knowing that they need more self-confidence, more self-esteem, all amounts to loving ourselves. A large problem or issue for many on this planet is that seeing yourself as one runs into problems. It is hard to imagine what you don't know. You are neither male nor female. However, in this paradigm, you are male or female. Our journey as human beings is to step into that oneness, just as you were provided a choice, but then no choice, because you can merge together to make it all one, not having to choose one over the other. It is a balance. So is the male divine power and the female divine wisdom, conjoined together, merged as one. Both are needed in order to fully empower you, to fully provide you the connection that you need from your high heart all the way to your soul. It is another aspect of power that each one of us connects with. It is not separate. It becomes part of the whole. It adds more juice to your power. Again, think of it as a voltage or frequency. You're at 110 voltage, standing as just a female, standing as just a male, either way. In this way, we're not choosing. Instead, we're empowering all sides, both sides, but conjoining them in the middle as one. Everything is about balance in ascension. It is not being one of something over something else. It is oneness. And in conjoining this oneness aspect of you, we heal the inner self, the I am that I am, bringing you into a balanced place as human, allowing you to express yourself in the divine masculine or the divine feminine in a balanced place. You still get to be you, but better. I heard, but on steroids. So that's fantastic. Because each one of us are meant to fully embody the light that resides within us, to expand that light, to find the solace, the self-esteem, the self-confidence, and ultimately the self-love. And in this transmission today, each one of you that is here and has accepted this oneness, being whole, receiving the downloads of both masculine and feminine divinity, as you have played all roles, we are providing for you the higher vibrational frequencies needed to heal the scars, the hurt, the betrayal, the fear, the anger, the hate, the self-hate, self-anger, in all ways that we blame ourselves and others. The frequencies that are needed for this healing are being downloaded into your multidimensional self, into your soul. Allow these frequencies to weave their song, allowing it to cleanse all areas of your cellular memory, the telomeres, the DNA, all aspects of you that are holding on to your identity as a separate thing, to allow this energy to come through and love it right out of you. That's beautiful. Love it right out of you. You can let it go. Know that within yourself, you are awesome. What does that mean to you? What does it bring up for you? I hear pride, actually. Dismay, because you don't feel like you live up to it. Hurt, and that is ego. So those are some very interesting responses energetically. So we ask that each one of us, for whatever it's triggering within you, that you receive the highest vibrational understanding that you need in order to reconcile these emotions that are being triggered so they can be released or harmonized as needed. When we talk about harmonize, we mean bringing everything into balance. Some things cannot be released. Some things, like your ego, need to be brought into balance. The mind is a very powerful aspect of your power. Brought into alignment, you are able to tap into your knowing and your ability to take action in your current existence. A disconnection of this aspect of yourself, or the other perverted way of total control of the mind, either way, does not serve you. You may have noticed that you will be stuck or cycling in the same cycles over and over. You cannot outthink yourself. Gabrielle has tried. The answer for you is to know that you can harmonize this aspect of you by providing now the frequencies that are needed that may be missing out of harmony and alignment, decayed, disoriented, scrambled. These frequencies are being replaced with frequencies from the void, from the golden sun, through your highest vibrational self, throughout all of your multidimensional bodies, to bring all aspects of yourself that cause you to feel less than, not equal to, or only seeing yourself limited as a human. As a human, many are led to believe they can only do or be what they see reflected back to them from the mirror. This mirror, with a new higher vibrational perspective, you can reach right through it. It is not a solid, it is only a reflection. What is on the other side of that mirror for you? This activation is taking you into a higher vibrational dimensional frequency. Envision and see the vision of you that we see. For those, if your heart has just contracted, take a deep breath. We ask you receive the frequencies needed to be willing and able to love yourself, to be willing and able to see yourself as we see you, and as you are seen in the higher vibrational aspects of existence. Take another deep breath in and out and allow your heart to ease and expand. For some of you, I see angels. For others, dragons. For others, lions. For others, golden beings of light. Each of us has a form we prefer, but that is all it is. A form, just as you are human, but not limited by being human. The intertwining of the masculine and the feminine, bringing you into the divinity allowed by your current existence, helping you to achieve the highest vibration of this form, bringing with you the power and the wisdom available by being one with all aspects of yourself. Is it a false belief that there are male and female? No. However, as ascended beings, masters of light, you understand there is more outside of a human form. And it is in that energetic that we seek our own love and acceptance of our power, our knowledge and understanding within a universal cosmos. You are now being given a key. This is a key to the universal library. There is sort of a joke. I'm laughing. It is. Now don't misuse it. So for that, they're providing the frequencies needed to harmonize that thought, that feeling that gets interjected. As soon as we're provided or gifted with higher vibrational knowledge and power and understanding, some have felt or have known existences where that was abused. That power they shy away from or won't go into because it provides perhaps too much temptation or just trouble. But we thank you for standing here in honesty and knowing that we are here to assist. Assist you to shed these worries. This is not the time for us to carry those worries anymore. They must all be transmuted to the light. Allow this golden light to come in, healing you on every level, letting go of all of these thoughts and feelings and emotions, memories that are getting triggered as you are being provided with the gifts that have been given. Take a deep breath in and out, allowing the golden energy to fill you. It's golden light. It's the elixir of life. You are life throughout your entire being. And as there are layers of yourself that are more dormant and in some cases, not alive, some cases barely holding on. It is this elixir of life that rejuvenates you. As we heal, more layers of our multidimensional self. You then combine, bring together the power and the light of you, of who you are, of being. You are a being of light, calling back all aspects of yourself, all aspects of your soul, of your emotional body, and most importantly for you, your hearts. Bringing back all aspects and providing them with the highest vibrational, unconditional love healing. Returning all aspects, integrating them. Feel yourself coming together, and for some, bringing your spirit self back into your bodies, firmly grounding all of you. And for some, merging your light bodies and other multidimensional bodies together. Allow this work to be done. And if you feel ready, you can ask for the acceleration of this combining into wholeness. With ease and grace, beauty, happiness, and peace. For those who are ready, you may say yes to fully accepting the male and female divinity of who you are, combined into oneness and fully embodying it in your heart. It is from your high heart that is like your power station. In and out go the light, never stopping, continuously running in and out and all around and going where you intend with your intuitive intention. Take that deep breath in and out, allowing these shifts, realignments, accelerations, and activations to be provided for you. Feel the golden light, see the golden light surrounding you, supporting you. Feel the confidence of the I am that I am. I love and accept myself. I know and forgive myself on every level of my being. I know and forgive God throughout all of my existences, however distorted my understanding of God was or is. That it be brought into alignment with my highest vibrational self, with my soul, allowing me to activate within me my connection, full connection with Source through my soul. Breathing in and out, allowing the light for those of you who may be feeling a bit blocked, we see it and are assisting you now to move through it, to allow it, just like a stream of light running through, pushing through all that is blocking or limiting you, however it's existing, wherever it's existing, throughout all time, outside of time, in space, throughout the multidimensional cosmos, know that this river of golden light is dissolving it, freeing you to be fully connected. The energy is magnified. The golden light permeates from every cell of your being. You are glowing. We ask now for this light to pulse, and through this pulsing, for it to go out into your home, your community, throughout our state, our United States, North America, Canada, South America. See the light pulsing through Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Africa, all the continents. See that light pulsing, providing with it the frequencies that are needed and attuned for each being, animal, person, doesn't matter, right? Every being, for them to receive self-love, self-confidence, self-esteem, knowing of self, being light. Allow this free flow of golden energy to continue this wave throughout our planet. Even the dolphins are showing me they're dancing in the waters. It's beautiful. Every being, without exception, is receiving this beautiful energy of love and light, self-knowing, self-love. I'm going to hold this for just another minute as it is pulsing and gaining in energy and speed. Now that you're all attuned to it, you're having fun with it. And I can see it like waves just going, going, going. The animals are sharing in the beauty and the love. But I love the picture of the dolphins I'm being shown, standing upright with their heads, their faces above the water, just chittering away. So excited to feel like sonar, this enveloping of love. Every hot spot on this planet, whatever people are struggling with, going through, that they feel this unending source of unconditional love and healing. This is the beauty of the gift of who you are and what you're capable of doing here on this planet and throughout all of the cosmos. You are more than you know and more than you ever know. But know this, you are one with the light. Deep breath in and out, accepting and releasing what needs to go, accepting the love and the new frequencies to assist you to remain at this higher vibrational frequency as your foundation. Thank you. So be it, so it is, so mote it be. It is done. All right, everybody, gently come back. How are you doing? Everyone is quiet. All right, do you feel the love? Invigorated, says Stephanie. That's right, Ganny. You got it. That's my doggy. She is going crazy for this.
Isn't that funny? Come here, say hello. Say hi. Can you say hello? Say hi, everybody. What are you doing? See that? This is what happens when we give the beings all that love, right? Thank you.
super relaxed, balanced also. Great, Susan. Yes, Gani, she is adorable. She is just my little heart. Okay. All right, Daniel says he felt expanded like a balloon. Raina, thank you, sweetie, for being here. And Janet says, swimming in the light, and I felt the love from the beginning. Wonderful. So amazing, and so many gifts. So it's going to be really important for each of you to allow this energy to continue permeating. And every time you might feel that your energy is dipping a little, I want you just to see, take a moment to imagine that ripple effect that they talked about, bringing in the golden energy and allowing it to ripple through you, feeding and feeling every cell of your being, just invigorating it with life. This is about life to a level and a degree. I'm not sure that it came through in words. It came through an energy, but it's connecting to this higher vibrational energy that invigorates us and allows us to know with certainty who we are, why we're here, and what we are meant for. It's our purpose in a whole different way and perspective than we have understood purpose up till now. Okay? A lot of us have considered purpose in a human way, which is about what is our job? What are we here to do? It is a divine experience. Thank you, Manny. Manny says, what a divine experience. Yes. Okay, Raina says some anger is surfacing. Great. So we're going to just everyone together. See, it's fascinating, but as we are emboldened to live, there can be anger triggered. And there's a lot of reasons for that, but it doesn't matter the reason. What matters is the reconciliation. So we're all going to once again join our energies. It's not that we're not joined, but our intention for each one of us, and know as well that we're representatives of the human race. That's what I just heard. And so as representatives, we are also helping others to transmute anger and hurt and sadness and feeling like they have no purpose and they don't know why they're here. They're just stuck here. They hate being human. It is so common for me as a healer and a speaker globally to hear people tell me how much they dislike being human. There's a lot of anger about being human and being little and small. We don't have a lot of power and we have to really work to reconnect to our power. Our power is not limited because we are male or female. That is the teaching. Because in wholeness and oneness, there is no such thing. We're whole, light, columns of light. We are the stewards of that light. So for each one of us to see, intend with the light to love that anger. Love that anger right out of you. Accept it. And for all those out there, for them to accept their anger so it can be reconciled and either integrated within themselves, if that's part of what's needed. In frequencies, it's almost like a recipe. There are frequencies that are missing. There are frequencies that are corrupted. There are frequencies that need to be upgraded. There are new frequencies that are needed. So it's your own energetic self, your soul, that knows what it is that is missing for that particular issue. And for some, I see it like recycling is what they're showing. It's the energy has to be recycled into a new cycle. Cycles aren't bad. We've just been taught as humans that they're bad. They're not all bad. We just want to be in a good one, right? Okay. So I'm just reading, and Marjorie says she just realized I've used the power of the light for bad in past lives, and that's why I'm afraid of it. Yes, Marjorie, as have so many, and that is why we're afraid of it, and that's why we're afraid of seeking the power again. And I know that in this channeling healing today that they addressed that, I remember it, that we are afraid of our own power. And we get angry about it sometimes too, because it's sometimes it feels like I have to do that again. Like, haven't I done it enough times? I really don't want to. I know for myself, that was a big one, but I know for others it is too. And so this is where you're gonna listen to the replay again. And when you go through it specifically, go ahead and ask for that to be reconciled. So we're putting it out there right now for everybody who listens. The feeling of not just anger, but it's like a rubbing like this. Can you see that? It's like, it rubs people the wrong way. This idea of power has become distorted. And so we're asking for the right use of power, the universal law of right use of power. Remember that you belong to many universes, but that the universal law of power and right use of power is straight out of the universal library, which you were given keys to. All of us are up leveling, and as we do so, we are gifted with more knowledge, more wisdom, and the power and ability to use it. If that is causing you deeper issues, then that's something that we will talk about either in the next class. Today is a special transmission, so it's more about the transmission than it is about just the healing work, which will happen next Wednesday, July 1st, in the masterclass, and we'll take more of the one-on-one stuff and help you work through it. But know, listen to this replay again, but know within yourself that if it's coming up, you can also just let it go. Sometimes it's just on its way out. Don't have to hold on to it and look into it. So see if tomorrow you still feel that way. Ask yourself the question. I'm angry because I've misused the power, and you know, I don't want to be tempted again, or I don't feel like I deserve it, or whatever the issue is. Bring that back up tomorrow when you listen to the replay again and see what you get. Does that make sense to everyone? Go with that must be a yes. Good. Energy, and especially as we do something as encompassing as what we've done today, because they really laid it on. As I said, it was going to be big. I knew it was going to be big, and I don't think we even understand fully what all happened, right? It's just that as this works its way through each one of us, it will bring forward for us amazing movement, but I hear the word cohesive movement. So instead of a little bit over here and a little bit over there, it's more about bringing all of ourselves together so we can start moving together. So all aspects of ourselves are not all over the place, frayed and doing their own thing. It's about bringing us all together into oneness and wholeness as a divine being, and using the power of all aspects of ourselves in wholeness. So what should happen is that you're not running all over the place energetically anymore, but that you've been brought together. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, I'm gonna go with yes. All right, everybody, deep breath in and out. I will get this mastered with some beautiful music. Good, Alex says yes. All right, girl. So we'll get this remastered, and then remember to download it and listen to it, even if you're going to bed, which is my favorite time, and I suggest it to everybody, because it's not about what your mind is thinking. It's just about allowing it to move through and out. And if it needs to be recycled, regenerated, rejuvenated, whatever it is that you know and trust, that your higher self and your soul has your back. You are loved, you are meant to be here at this time, and together we can make this journey way more fun. That's my first priority. And we can get the job done, which is my first priority. So with that said, I love you. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And I hope you will join us next week for the masterclass, which we are working on the divine wheel of life and moving ourselves to zero point by working through each wheel of life, which keeps us stuck in particular cycles. In that case, those cycles aren't very good. And so we want to be able to move ourselves out of them into that balanced zone of zero point. Okay, so that's what we'll be working on next week. I look forward to seeing you all. Much love, mwah, to you. You're welcome so very much. Thank you for being here. Love you, love you. Thank you, thank you. Awesome. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Rest up and allow this energy to just permeate you and just bathe in it. My God, it's so supercharged. It feels amazing. Just think of it like little ions from after a thunderstorm, right? It just all over the place. Fantastic. Okay, guys, love you. See you soon. Bye-bye.